In this bulletin, global infection rates for COVID-19 approach 1 million. Lockdown laws in place in New South Wales for 90 days. And Wimbledon cancelled for the first time since World War II. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. There have been two more deaths in Australia due to COVID-19, with an 85-year-old man in Queensland and a woman in Victoria, the latest fatalities. This brings Victoria's death toll to 5, while the man is the third person to die in Queensland, raising the national toll to 23. There have now been more than 4,800 coronavirus infections recorded in Australia. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos has raised concerns about the increasing rate of community transmission in the state.
Sadly, a woman in her 70s has passed away as a result of COVID-19, bringing Victoria's death toll to 5. There are 57 confirmed cases believed to be related to community transmission. This is a significant increase from 39 yesterday.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner says the state's lockdown restrictions are likely to last for 90 days. Commissioner Mick Fuller says the new restrictions were necessary to help curb the spread of coronavirus in New South Wales, which is reporting the highest rate of confirmed cases across the country.
It was a good question yesterday. It's about when's the turn-off period for these health orders. It is 90 days. And I certainly won't be seeking an extension. And I hopefully, you know, people will have gotten the message by then, and we won't be talking about the powers. We'll be just talking about, you know, what does it look like coming out of this?
The number of coronavirus infections in the United Kingdom has jumped to nearly 30,000 after thousands of tests were done. 563 deaths were recorded in the UK in the past 24 hours. And more than 2,000 people have now died. Health experts are questioning why Britain hasn't conducted more testing. Meantime, Prince Charles, who's recovered from COVID-19, has praised the country's healthcare workers.
As we're all learning, this is a strange, frustrating and often distressing experience when the presence of family and friends is no longer possible and the normal structures of life are suddenly removed. At such an unprecedented and anxious time in all our lives, my wife and I are thinking particularly of all those who have lost their loved ones in such very difficult and abnormal circumstances.
Australia's National Science Agency has started testing potential vaccines for COVID-19. Trials by the CSIRO will use animals to test whether the two potential vaccines are safe and effective, and it will last for 3 months. The CSIRO's Director of Health and Biosecurity, Dr. Rob Grenfell, says he's hopeful of achieving an outcome.
We are optimistic. We're buoyed by the collaboration that's occurring globally with regards to try to solve this problem. I cannot recall an example of where the world science teams have actually worked together in such harmony to try to solve a problem such as perplexing. That in itself gives us a lot of hope in the sense of where we are. So balanced in the sense that we know that the journey from here has still got a lot of technical pitfalls and a lot of challenges along the way.
The Sikh community in Canberra has been delivering hot meals, hampers and other essentials to vulnerable people isolated because of the coronavirus. The volunteer group, Turbans for Australia, came up with the idea after they offered similar support to people affected by the recent bushfires. The group started preparing meals from home, but with skyrocketing demand, had to enlist the help of a local restaurant to scale up the operation. Deliveries now go to more than 100 households in Canberra, with 15 volunteers juggling their full-time jobs to cope with the demand. And Wimbledon has become the latest sporting event to be cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's the first time the event has been called off since World War II. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower, 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, rain, 18. Canberra, rain, a possible storm, 19. Wollongong, rain at times and a possible storm, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.